Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here. I've been asked to share some of my life with you, and that would be my pleasure. Today, I would like to share my greatest love. Those are my cats. So welcome to a tour of my cats. This is Patty. She's farts a lot and is a bum lick. Say hello, Patty. Come back. Lucky! Lucky! This one is called George, and this is Patty's brother. Get off. You get snot on it. George, say something.
Hello. I love the Indian's cat. He's the best, he's the best daddy in the world.
George isn't. Thought there might be a cat on my bed, but it's just some pants. Lucky monkey! This is Velvet. May she rest in peace. Sometimes one of the cats does a poo there in the bath. Hello? I do my... Lucky came on up now. Lucky. Lucky. This is where they eat. And this one is for Big Boy, who doesn't come here anymore. This is where they eat crap. And we. Yay! One big catty family. Minus Mucky. If anyone touched my cats, I'd kill them. Shank them. Tom, right, what, so what did, who won that? What is the score?
You
is
it, won.
I've got 4-3. It's getting close. It's getting very, very close. And well done, everyone. One quiz.
Yeah.
Well done. These are great. These are great, by the way. Nelly, brilliant. Geocacher, brilliant. This is great stuff. We got Tom, and then we've got Aiden. I think that's everyone that I've missed so far. I think. So let's go to Tom. Tom sounds interesting. He's put a little...
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello there,
Tom.
This works.
I was intrigued. I was intrigued by the message you sent us on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Very intrigued. This could be great. Let's be honest, it could be a car crash. Because it's got involving technology. But this, I think this has got me very excited. It speaks my language. It's 4-3 at the moment to Catherine.
Mm. Yep, so I'm going to try and do screen share.
Nina, yes, we can fit you in, Nina, definitely. Let's get through the next call after this and then you can call him. Thank you to all the subs, by the way. Arcand, G-Station. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, look at this.
Let's get this. Let's get this. This needs full screen. Look at this. It's on Super Mario Maker. What's it called? Mario Maker 2?
Mario Maker 2, yeah.
Mario Maker 2. Okay, this is a great game. This is technology. I'm going to make us a little bit smaller. So that, there we go. All right, what have we got? What have we got to do, Tom?
So it's basically just 5 rooms. And look, there's a hybrid roof needed as well.
Oh, mate, thank you. This looks great. Can people, is this, because I can't quite remember how Mario Maker works. Is this then publicly available for people?
If I upload it, it is, yeah. But at the minute, it's just there.
Okay, well, if you fancy uploading it, well, I don't know if it's links. Well, anyway, let's play. What have we got?
Yeah, so in the first room, well, second room, but...
I'm going to move us off the screen because I don't want to lose any of this because this looks too good. All right, go on.
So we've got a built-in scoreboard as well, left and right. Your left, Catherine is on the right.
This is okay. Good, man. This is so it's basically, Clive Sinclair.
Do you get two attempts? There's 2 points per room.
Yeah.
So pick a... So you can go first, Ian. Top right, bottom right, top left, or... Bottom left.
Top left, please. Oh, this is beautiful.
Okay. So that's 1 point. So you have to get large, by the way.
You have to get... Okay, but that's good. Okay. So do I have to... Is it Catherine's go now?
It is. Yeah.
Oh, you're so good at this. Right.
This is great.
Can I go bottom I'm gonna put us, right,
if we fit
please.
In here, you can see the game. You can see so it.
Here. Bottom right?
Yeah.
It's another point.
Oh, this is dangerous stuff. Toxic. Top right, please. Top right, please. I was thinking, I was trying to work out what you would do. Ooh, he's a piece of trash. I thought he was a great guy.
I think I'll go bottom left. Yay.
That's 1 point, did you?
Brilliant. Brilliant,
oh,
brilliant,
is
brilliant.
Such a good idea.
Tom, this is awesome. Thank you. Go on. Right, so how many rooms did you say we got? 5?
Yeah, so there's 5, and then if needed, there's a tiebreaker as well. So.
Take me to room number 2, please. Take me to room number 2. Let's go up that tube. Oh, look at this, man. Oh, why can't I show this to my boys? They'll be over the moon.
Ooh, so it's essentially the same kind of thing, but it's more options. So.
Catherine, you go first, please. So that one was a draw.
So what, I have to nut these bricks?
Yeah.
Okay. Second from left, please.
Top or bottom?
Bottom.
So here?
Yeah.
Whoa, no, mate. No. Yeah, that's it, but it's not going to be a point for you. Headbutt it, please. Oh, shit. All right. He's got to go and put the point up. Okay. Bottom left, next to that one, please.
Just here?
Yeah, I'm starting to work out how you're thinking, Tom. I think I've got your brain pattern. Okay, now I've got it. I'm calibrated.
Okay.
I'll go right at the end on the bottom, please.
Oh, mate, this is great.
Just here?
Yeah. Oh.
Nope. Oh, well, I'm going to go to that.
A monkey mushroom.
I'm going to go to that one next to it, then.
Just here?
Yes, please.
Nope.
Oh,
mate,
Tom!
Plot twist. Right,
Tom!
Top row, please. I will go.
This guy's insane.
I will go. To the right... And put the second one in. There we go, that one.
This one here?
Yeah, ooh. Please.
Yep.
I'll have the far right, please, because that's the way I'm starting to vote.
For the points first.
Yeah.
So that's actually that room done. It's only 2 points per room. So.
Oh, there's only 2 points in each room. Okay, thank you. So that's 1-0 now, because the first one was a draw. This, Tom, by the way, you're getting a standing O at the end of this. Get ready for to see two people's groins as we stand up and applaud you. Sorry?
What are we on?
That room 2. That was room 2. You, the first one was a draw.
Yeah.
Second one, you won.
Okay.
So you've got 1 point.
Okay.
I will go first. And again, is it just 2 we're looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah, just 2. So this is different. So there are 4 options. and you have to kill two of the things on the side. They're called munchers. So pick a snake, top, almost
top left. Top.
Well, you have to pick the thing in the middle. So
What have I got to pick? Like one, two, one, two. It's like one, two,
yeah,
three,
so
four.
One, two, three, or four. Yeah. So I'll do tops one, bottoms four.
Okay, let me think because it's difficult to read you. Top. Maybe it's not because he would expect me to go. He would. Okay, top, please. Oh, look at this! Look at this! Out the way, out the way. He's going to nudge you.
Yep. So that's a point for you.
Yes, man! Yes! Got it. Got it. Okay. This is great.
Okay.
This is, by the way, this is better than nearly every single game we had in the 1980s. Infinitely so.
All right, can I go to the next top one, please?
So number two?
Yeah.
The next top one, really? Is that the language?
Yeah.
Here we go. You've blown it, kid.
Oh, I have.
Oh! Number four, please. Tell you what, Ivan, if you're not enjoying it, mate, you can go and get lost. Because I'm loving it. Gatford says this is genius.
Three, please.
Ooh, Linny says incredible game.
So good.
DJ Blag says super calibrated expialidocious.
Boom.
So that's a draw. All right. And that was room. What room was that? Three?
Room three, yeah.
Okay, so we've got two more.
This is awesome.
You're in the lead by one, Catherine. We've got two more rooms. How long did it take you to do this, Tom?
A couple of days, just making sure I had everything set properly. But,
hey, Everybody else, Gatford and your bloody fridge, this should shame you. Oh, my God. What have we got to do here?
So there's two keys.
Yep.
You have to choose, obviously, one from the left or one from the right, but I can't even remember which one's actually in because it keeps changing here. So.
Okay. Catherine, where you go?
I'm going to go right, please.
So a thing from the right, yeah.
That's the left.
There's been a reset, first of all. So.
That's the left. That's the left.
No, I know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, I see. Look at this. Jeez. So you won a key.
There's 1 point in the coffin, yeah.
What the? Suddenly it feels like I'm being played again. All right. So what do I got to pick one from the left or one from the right?
Yeah.
Right, please.
It's going to reset. Give me 2 cents.
Here we go. Oh, I see what's going on. Here we go. I've got to get this. I need this.
Nope.
Oh, yo. Okay, let's go left, please.
Nope.
No.
Left place. So it's a draw. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's another draw. All right. So we've got one more map. It's 1-0 to you, Catherine.
Yeah.
So you could win this or we could draw it. Here we go. Let's do this. Okay. Here we go. Oh, this is tense.
So this
what
have
we got
bit,
to do here, Tom?
This one's a bit different. So.
This is nuts.
Let's look.
It's like playing with Clive Sinclair himself.
Again. So, Ian, because you're currently behind.
Thank you.
Do you want to be the solid colour or do you want to be the outline colour?
I'm really drawn to the solid colour, please, on the right.
Okay. So, the objective is to keep Yoshi alive.
Okay.
Now, if you want, you can swap. So you're currently on the right side.
Yep.
If you want, you can swap to the left side or you can keep where you are.
I am very, very happy to stay on the right side, please.
Okay. Catherine, do you want to steal his side or do you want to keep on the left hand side?
Let him go with that.
Why would she be allowed to steal it? What is
he's
that?
Checking. He's just checking.
He's saying that because you're Northern. That's another racial slur.
Well, so it's actually, you have to get another chance in. So do you still keep on the right-hand side?
What are you doing? What is this? Paul Daniels, you're trying to blow my mind. All right.
just timed out, but it's fine. I'll get back to the fans. Sorry.
He knows someone who made the game, so he can hack back in. Okay, we're gone.
Just making sure everyone knows what the sitch is before he...
Here we go. Is it all right through all the rooms?
Before we go nuclear.
Okay. I'm going to do something very, very surprising in a second.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Get my willy out.
Oh, that's not surprising.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. God, the tension. Feel it. Feel it on my bones. Feel it in my water. My blood. There we go. Speed through there.
Need to get the keys just in case, so for a tiebreaker, if it's needed. So I'll just do this quickly.
Okay.
Well, as quick as this will let me do it, I suppose.
He knows all the hacks.
Didn't even work.
Here we go. We're getting it. When are we in there? Here we go. We're nearly there, guys. I tell you what, while you're doing that quickly, I'm just going to play an advert, just so we got... Here we go. It's a little bit of business, guys. Here we go. This is going to be exciting. Ian's on the comeback trail. Oh, I've lost you. Hang on. Stay there. Well, what have I done? There you are. I pressed the button. I made the mistake of pressing a button. Imagine. By the way, since I've started hiding the viewers on the stream, the number of viewers... Oh, it feels great. I'm going to go to the left-hand side, please, Tom. I'm swapping.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's still solid, but it's just changed colour, but because that's the way the game works.
Okay.
Catherine, so Ian, you're on the left hand side, Catherine's on the right.
Yep.
Catherine, do you want to steal or swap?
No, I'll stay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I'll hit them in left right order.
There we go. Come on, Yoshi. Here we go. He's good. He's good to go.
He is
what?
That's me dead, isn't it?
No, that's me dead. That's you alive.
Oh.
Yep.
Did she just win?
She did.
Can I ask you a question, Tom?
Yeah.
Did you fix it?
No. Because if you have swapped, or if she has swapped, she would have went to the left-hand side, which would have been like this.
I let the universe do its thing, man.
Mate, that was brilliant,
thank
Tom.
You.
Thank you for the work you put into that. That was superb, my friend.
You're welcome.
Thank you, mate. Take care. What a game.
That was fun.
That was brilliant. So he programmed it all himself from nothing. He didn't. He was you get as a thing, but you get.
No, but still,
that was brilliant.
He thought of it and he,
that
and
was
he applied it.
Brilliant. Right. Let's go to Aiden. Right. What's going on here?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I said we. What a game.
Hello.
Hello, Aiden.
Should I put my light on?
Yeah, go on. Let's have a look. Let's see it.
Ugh.
Let's see what we get. We'll see what we're dealing with. I'll try that.
Aiden!
Jesus, I need a hat.
I'm loving those sideburns. Oh, yes, man. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How about
I just
you?
Thought we were a little bit brief before, and then I saw your message in the chat, and I just wanted to check that you were okay. And we're a little bit overcautious at the moment because we've had some weirdos calling us in, and I just wanted to check that you were okay and everything was cool, man.
Yeah, everything's fine. Just it's like the way I say it, I got problems. I got special needs.
Okay, what does that mean for you? Because that covers a whole range of things.
I've got. Adult form of ADHD, so basically Asperger's,
okay.
Tic syndrome, and autistic syndrome.
And what does that mean? If I like, what would I notice any difference in your behaviour from, you know, somebody who didn't have those things?
When I was in school, when I had ADHD, when I'd take loads of medication for 18 years of basically my life, I was a mental child, like. I get in fights, I swear a lot, but as I'm an adult now, I'm going to be 23 Monday.
Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be 23 on Monday, and I feel like a normal person without any special needs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think I know what you mean. It's hard, isn't it? Because I don't have what you have. and you don't have what I have or don't have. So it's hard to communicate to each other what it feels like to be me and what it feels like to be you, and for Kath to communicate what it feels like to be her. It's tough, isn't it? But you're all right, man. Is this the first time you've watched our stream tonight?
Yeah, I was downloading the Twitch. I don't really have apps on my phone because PC's right there.
Yes,
pretty
mate.
Rubbish, but yeah. Yes. I would normally watch Ben Phillips UK and other gamers, but I found you're one of the people you might want to see, page sort of thing.
Okay, we got recommended. Jeez, yeah. Wow.
So I flipped on to you and just followed you and just like I seen you, what you do, and then I like gave you a call.
Nice one, man. Thank you.
And gave you a compliment.
I know, and here's the thing, because we're putting a phone number up online, right?
Yeah.
So we sometimes get, what can I call them? Arseholes calling us. We've had a run of arseholes. And so mine and Catherine's radar, because we come from radio, our radar is tuned up to the maximum. And I think we need to just tune it down, turn our squelch down ever so slightly.
Yeah.
So if we see a new number or something,
we're already suspicious.
We're kind of on our guard. So if we were rude to you, I apologise. Yeah. And also, when we're doing the quiz on the Thursday, because we do different things every night, when we're doing the quiz on the Thursday, I got to be honest, we're playing a little bit heightened versions of ourselves. So I'm not normally as loud and as shouty and as, I'm going to beat you, you piece of trash. Please don't. And Catherine isn't as much of a dickhead as she's being. Well, actually, she is, actually. Isn't
her? You calling me a dickhead?
No.
Why would you do that?
I wouldn't. I didn't. Can't prove it. So we're kind of a little bit, it's a little bit more, a Thursday's a little bit more pantomime than maybe a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
So what you're saying is, sorry for getting Larry with you, because we didn't mean it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. sorry, man. And thank you for coming in the chat and explaining and being a nice guy.
Do you know how incredible it is to like see something for the first time and dive in? That's really brave. We've got people in the chat who've been watching us for ages.
Yeah. Mm. Freeloaders.
The wusses, and they don't phone us up.
Freeloaders. But don't want anything. So do you, what kind of games are you watching on Twitch?
Mostly Call of Duty and Fortnite.
Fortnite's the one. Did you watch the event the other night?
There
was a big Marvel event.
Yeah, it Mandalorian. Crashed,
didn't
it?
Yeah,
but I haven't watched that because sadly I gave my PlayStation 4 to my brother. But however, I got 4-year-old brother who wants to play Fortnite every single time when he's over here. I am a second uncle now.
Hey, congratulations, man.
And basically, when he's over here, he brings the PlayStation. My baby brother plays on Fortnite. So for Christmas, my mum reckons she's going to buy a PlayStation 4 for my baby brother.
And then brilliant. Then you can have
that. Yeah.
Wicked. I like Fortnite, but I can't do the building. But I like watching it. And I like watching my kids are 8 and 10 and they play it. And through them, we watch a lot of Ali A and Dan TDM. Those are kind of their two favourite streamers at the moment. Dennis from The Pals and Slogo Man. We like a bit of Slogo Man.
Yeah.
So those are the main ones that we're watching. Thanks for calling in, Aidan. I appreciate it. We're going to move on because we've got the rest of the quiz. And I can still make it back. Is there anything you want to say before we let you go?
I've got one question.
Go on.
Do you like spicy food and hot food?
Yes, man. What have you got? What are you offering us? I love it.
I haven't really had it right now. I already had it earlier because I don't think I can promote. I've got a YouTube channel. And,
say it.
I've just done a YouTube video today.
Yeah.
With the One Chip Challenge. Have you heard of it?
No.
The One Chip Challenge? You like food challenges, don't
one
you?
One chip, well, you eat a chip.
It's basically 2 million, very, very hot. It's Caroline Reaper, one chip. It's like the same colour of a Dorito. And,
So it's a hot, you're eating a hot crisp?
Yeah.
What's your YouTube channel, man?
I need to see this.
Aidan Court. That's basically my full name.
All right, hang on a minute.
Well, obviously you survived it, which is good news.
Well, did he? This could be a ghost. This could be a ghost.
I do swear a little bit in there, but the video starts, the channel starts about 2 minutes, 13 seconds.
All right, Aidan, I'm going to cut you off and we're going to go and watch
this
now.
All right.
See you later on, man. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling back.
And you.
Cheers, my dears. Right, that's all I want to say. Right, we've got Jeremy and we've got Dave. And then I know Nina wants to call in. So let me do Jeremy and Dave, Nina. Boom, it's you. But before that, I want to see some one-chip action. Okay.
Yo, what's up, people? Welcome back to the channel. This is going to be one exciting video.
This is like, this is great, man. This is like my boys when they do.
Out there on the YouTube platform who does love chili and spicy kind of challenge. But you can actually get 4 or 5 for £30.
What?
So if I'll be able to do this.
Five crisps for £30. Ollie, I hope you'll watch him.
On the PC.
Next time, all right?
3, 5 minutes. Maybe 5 minutes. Start the timer. Now.
Is this going to be Mike Perry all over again?
Is he a tough guy? He's a nice guy. We know he's a nice guy. There we go. Thank you, Gatford. You put the link in the thing. Is he a nice guy? Is he a tough guy? Is he a pussy? Let's find out.
I think he's a tough guy.
Oh, it's gone! It's gone in! It's gone in!
Oh, here we go.
Don't rub your eye or your penis. Eye. Come on, boy. Come on, Aiden.
Oh, there it goes. The eyes are watering.
Breathe. Come on, Aiden. Come on, buddy. I think it may have been a ghost.
Can't you burn your insides doing this?
You can die. People have died doing the one chip challenge. He's meditating.
Dear. Oh, fuck, I'm dribbling.
I'm dribbling watching. This reminds me of that Big Brother with that fella that did the Scotch bonnet.
Yeah. Breathe into it, brother. Breathe into it. This is great.
Oh, fuck that.
Too late, mate. He's got the milk. He's going for the milk straight away.
He's not an amateur. You don't go water, you go milk every time.
I'm subscribing to this.
Oh. Better.
So milk 1 minute.
God.
Look at his face. Look at his face.
Oh, sweating.
Still kicking up my back and my throat.
He's good, isn't he? He's doing the. He's talking. He's good. He's got 30 subs before the show. Let's see if we can get Aiden up to. Let's see if we can get him up to. Let's go for 100 subs. Ooh. Oh, the hat's coming off! Aiden!
5 seconds.
There's a fire in the basement.
This is my new favourite YouTuber. You two should do it. Get lost.
No.
Let's go, look at it. Look at his face, look. His glasses are melting. look, he's like...
If you keep breathing, while drinking with some whipped milk, it goes down really, really slowly, but that's much left of milk left. And I like to challenge
look at his face.
Box for this.
He's crying.
I will put their website
I'm
link.
Not laughing because I couldn't do that. God.
Right, so let's give that a thumbs up, right? Let's get some subs, right? He's got 29 subs. Let's get it up to let's even get up. He's got 42 subs. Let's get Aiden up to 100 subs. We like doing this. No, Aiden, thank you, my friend. There you go. There's the channel. Let's get him up to 100 subs before the end of the night, shall we? Because stuff like that is he's really stupid, and I love watching
Ben
Bulks.
I'm just looking at his comments. Ben Bulks, can see you making some gains, mate. Thumbs up. You went right in with that chip. Fair play. I'll have to have a think about this challenge. Thanks for the nomination. What a wuss. He's thinking of a way to wriggle out of it.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the troll.
Yeah.
Hey, Kate, how are you doing? You're all right?
Okay.
What are we playing tonight, Kate?
Well, we've gone sort of church fate-ish tonight.
Oh, yes, please, mate.
I like that.
So I've got 3 jars.
By the way, everyone tonight, outstanding work. Outstanding. This is the best one we've had. Outstanding work.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Can we just quickly give a recap? It's 5-3 to Catherine.
61 subs for Aidan already.
Oh, brilliant. It's 20 past 11. Let's see what happens in this game, and then we'll decide how many more games to do.
All right.
Because this could take you stratospheric. Kate, sorry, over to you, please.
Okay, so I filled 3 jars of sweets.
Oh, no. I'm no good at these.
You will guess how many is in each jar.
Oh, I love these. I'm terrible.
This jar's like double size, so it's like the size of my head. This one has got Up Brand.
Fifi, thank you for the subs.
Is that eclairs? Fudges?
Up Brand chocolate eclairs in this one.
I could come.
So if you write down what you think is in jar
Hang on. Just hold it. Just hold it slowly and turn it really slowly, please.
Are you going to count them?
I'm going to work out, do a formula, yeah. Stop.
Oh. I could come.
All right.
I could come.
I'm just going to try and do it psychically.
Okay. I've got that. Yep. Number one. How many of these? 3?
3.
This is great.
Next one. Mint Imperials.
Oh, now.
Right, guys. Can I try a science experiment? Do you mind if I try a science experiment? Guys, enter in the chat what you think are in the Mint Imperials, right? So starting from now, Mint Imperials. I'm trying a science experiment that I saw on a TV show. Do you mind?
No.
All right. So enter what you think. Right, so we're going... Don't look at my first answer.
I'm not looking.
How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Hang on.
What, then you're going to do the average?
I reckon it's spot on. I saw this on a science show. So it has to be real. Number 3, and we're just going to go in the old school.
P.S. Excellent wallpaper.
That's your wallpaper. It's your
and your curtains.
It's my curtains on her wall.
But it's my colours.
I like Kate. Kate's quiz is
always
fun.
Oh, what's this?
Ooh, like jelly babies.
Midget gems.
All right.
It was meant to be mini marshmallows, but Morrison's were sold out.
I like your jars as well. Nice jars. Did you count them all then as you put them in?
Well, unless you want me to tip them out and count them now.
She did.
Yes.
Here's the thing, Kate. Some of our other callers would be doing what you've just suggested. So
I've
done it and I'm going to be way off. But yeah. There we go. There's my guesses.
All right, let's go for it. All right.
Right. Okay. So first one. Chocolate Eclairs, what did you get?
I thought 68.
I've put 160.
Because they look quite big.
Oh, this is she's so good. Hey, you're one out. That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Gosh, well, that'll be my last good one.
All right. Using science, so this should be like out by like 5 either way.
Yeah.
204. That's using science.
Oh, I thought about 93, but that's probably wrong. It's probably more like 193. 93, I've said, though.
If science is right, that's way out. I'm not having the vaccine. But do I win that point for being closer?
Yes.
You're closer on that.
Thank you. Okay. Science is shit. No, I'm not. No vaccines for me.
That's one.
I've gone way too much. I've said 624.
Oh, I've said 680. Because they're tiny.
Yeah, they are. They are tiny. Look at Kate's face. She's so serious.
Oh,
it's closer.
Yes.
Yes.
You win the Sweetie Challenge.
How long did that take you to do, Kate?
I don't know, about half an hour to count them out.
Oh, in that case, nothing.
Half an hour to count them out, 5 minutes
to eat them all.
But yeah, you did get to eat them all.
And 20 minutes slogging to the shop on my bike in the rain this morning.
Well, it's appreciated.
Your
games, Kate,
are absolutely flipping brilliant. And we love it, we love it, we love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That is superb. Superb, right.
You're catching up.
5-4.
Yeah.
So, we have two more.
Okay.
We have two more. We have two more. Now, we didn't do Dave's game. Oh, I forgot to call Dave back.
He's going to be furious. You're in so much trouble.
Oh, no. I forgot to call him back. This is terrible. Dave.
You son of a bitch.
I'm so sorry. We cut you off.
I haven't been sitting here like this all night, though.
For hours ago.
He's not been sitting there all night. He's been plotting how he's going to get you.
Who's someone's tried to log in to my... Doesn't matter. Maybe that was me.
I did get this today, the CD.
Yes.
And Kate did post first because I saw her post in the morning.
Well, I didn't see it, so you both win.
Well, I got a T-shirt for last night, allegedly, didn't I?
That's true.
You know, Richard Gregorian said he's not eating pot noodles for nothing. So, yeah.
Hang on a minute. I'm just checking to see if I might have been hacked. I had an email saying someone's logged into your Microsoft account. I didn't even know.
You had a Microsoft account.
Right, is this my computer?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because that's what yours is called.
All right. Is this my computer? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So I haven't been hacked then. Oh, that's disappointing. Just that's good.
It's just you.
It's just me logging into my computer. Right. We're going to do this. We're going to two more games. Well, right. if you win this game...
It's all over.
It's all over. If I win this game, then we're down to a decider.
Yeah.
There we go.
I want to go back into your career a bit.
Is it true that you chatted with Gatford for 5 minutes before realising you weren't on air?
No, we just...
what he says.
Yes. I just said, just complimented on his game and just said, how are you going and all that sort of stuff. So, no. We knew we were a couple, back into your career back at LBC.
Okay, yeah.
There was a man called James O'Brien who used to do rap stuff and he used to run races and stuff like that.
He also used to do a quiz. Funhouse. Let's get a shout out for Pinky's Funhouse. Yes.
Also used to do a quiz. Remember what that quiz was?
It was what's in my pocket. What's in my pocket?
No, it was beat the sweet.
Beat the sweet. Beat the sweet. Okay.
So therefore, tonight I have stolen beat the sweet.
I love it.
So basically, I'm going to turn my camera off and I have a sweet, and you've got to guess yes or no questions. What sweet I've got?
All right. I'm up for this. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yes, mate.
I'll just turn my camera off. So.
This is our job. I'm nearly 50. I was in college today with actual grown-ups.
Yeah.
So you can have yes or no answers I can give to. So I'm holding the sweet in my hand.
Yeah.
Does it fit in your... If you closed your hand, would it encase the entire sweet?
Yes.
Is it long and thin?
Now we're talking about... Yes. No, it isn't. Sorry.
Is it in a wrapper that's got twirly bits at either end?
Yes.
Is it a chocolate eclair?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oof! Well, that was my I was guessing.
We were taking turns.
Taking turns.
Well, congratulations. Sorry, Nina. Sorry. Yeah, right. Hey, let me see. Let me see it. Lift it up, please.
No.
It's a beautiful thing. Mm.
Claire. And I was so worried because she used chocolate eclairs before. Right, so, number two.
Oh, yes. There's more. Oh, there's more. Oh, whoa, there's I thought that was more. It. Game over. How many of these are there? Hang on,
there's
Nina.
Three.
Nina,
just
hold
three.
Your horses.
Just two more, so. You know.
Two more. All right, okay. You do the first question. Hold your horses, Nina.
Okay, all right, so.
What a game.
Holding in my hand. First question.
Does this one have a wrapper?
Yes, it does.
If you... Is
same
it
question part... again.
Is it part of a compilation of sweets?
No, it isn't.
Is it a Fox's Glacier Mint?
Oh, for crying out loud, what a disgusting thing.
No, it isn't.
Do I like them?
Oh, my God. Well, go through all the sweets you like and I'll take it now.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's only a question that I can answer.
No, it is. I know what this... would you buy it in a petrol station?
You could buy it in a petrol station, but yeah.
It's in a wrapper. Mm. Ask him the one about would his hand cover it all.
Is it a humbug?
No.
Is it bigger than the palm of your hand?
Yes.
Oh...
See, I ask the good questions, and then you steam in and steal it. Sorry?
I'll give you a close. But...
Well, luckily, you dropped out. We didn't hear it.
I could take it out of the wrapper if that'll...
Go on, open it slowly.
The sound of it coming out of the wrapper, yeah.
Is it Popper's? He knows my local garage,
that
fella.
It's probably his garage.
So it's now out of the wrapper. Mm. You can sort of ask, you know, what's in it or...
Are we alternating questions?
If I
or can
say
we
what's
just...
in yes, it, would yes. you tell me the sweet's got, name?
Who's question? Yeah, yeah.
Is it... can I go?
It's my turn.
Well, I know what it is.
Do you?
Yep. Chat's not told me. Chat don't know.
Is it a chomp?
No.
Is it a lion bar?
Fuck.
Is it?
It is.
Yay!
I reckon, do you know what?
I recognise a crackle.
The sound of the rapper. The sound of the wrapper.
So that's one inch. So it's down to the last one.
Sound of the wrapper. It's a very solid sound. All right, here we go. This is it. This game is on, baby.
Okie dokie. Am I back on camera again? I can't remember.
Yeah, you are. Now you're off.
He was so upset.
Yeah, let's hold it up. Okay, what is it? Okay, I've got it in my hand.
All right.
And the chocolate.
My question first.
Yeah.
Is it a Twix?
No.
Is it another chocolate bar?
Yes, it is.
Chocolate bar. Interesting. Is it a Snickers?
No.
Mars bar?
No.
Galaxy?
Nope.
Yorkie?
Nope.
Is it a Dame bar?
A dame bar.
We don't call them.
No.
We don't call them dime bars anymore. The dames.
Is it? Is it fat chocolate?
Oh, what do you mean by fat chocolate?
You know, rather than a skinny bar, a chunky one.
No, not a thin bar like a dime bar would, but it's a fat chocolate.
Play it, please. Play it to us.
Hear it. I'll tell you if it's back.
Kit Kat.
It is not a Kit Kat.
Did we say?
It's my turn. Shut up. Is it a picnic? One of them crap ones?
Nope.
12.
Nope. What's left?
Is it? Stop. Is it a star bar?
No.
I like them.
Whisper.
Ooh.
Now.
Sorry?
Do I give it to you for Whisper?
Was it a minty Whisper or something? If it's got Whisper on it, yes, you give it to me for Whisper, mate.
Okay. It is a whisper gold.
Oh,
Rush!
Jeez.
Yes! 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 Listen! This is the game I was born to play. This crap with your records. What is this rubbish? This is the game I was born to play.
That's a visit to a news agent. That's
five all. You've been allowed out. Five all. Five all.
You ready?
I'm jumping jet flash and some gas, gas, gas. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dave.
I've never had a whisper gold.
Cheers.
You can't afford it.
Oh, you should.
Oh, you should.
You've already had Tom.
Tom, I know Tom says, thanks for having me on. He was the Mario guy. If I can figure out another game to make, I'll let you know. That was brilliant, mate. Thank you. Uploaded that level so it's public. Course ID, if you have the game. I'm going to put this in the chat. Oh, and he's made some other levels. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the course ID and his profile code, right? So if you've got that game and you want to have Super Mario Maker 2, which is a great game, my kids love it. I'm not giving away any private information there, have I? No. There you go. That is from Tom, who made that level earlier on. There's the course code and his profile code. Go and check out some of the other levels that he has made. My boys made a level on there, and they had like 100 plays of it, and they were thrilled, or 50, or I'll have to ask them. They were thrilled. How many subs is the crisp guy at? Let's see, Aiden Court is at?
71.
Well done. All right, so this is it. Now, with respect, Ashley, Jeremy, I'm sorry. We're going to go to Nina in a second, but before we go to Nina... I want to tell you about JPU Records. They sent me all of these CDs. Such lovely Christmassy music and a wonderful band. Scandals, greatest hits from JPU. Oh, JPU Records. Can someone put the link in the chat? If you click on that, tap in TLNA, you'll get 10% off and you're safe for some money. On Happy Kids Christmas, we'll play some tracks tomorrow. Yes, I know. I got loads of this. Can we get the links for all of our sponsors in the chat, please? Thank you.
If you use the code TLNA, you get 10% off everything on that site.
I recommend getting Scandal as well, and they've Scandal. I recommend that one because that is actually brilliant pop. So I've got all of these.
Yeah,
that's good.
You like that kid at the end of Cracker Jack? Rookie winner.
Tell me when to stop. Tell you what. I'll play a game with you. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay, that's the CD I'm going to play tomorrow. Brilliant. Right. Thank you, Tom at JPU. I'm having so much fun. There's no record deal yet, Pinky. Can you believe it? So thank you. By the way, we've got Team 17 next week. We've got a brilliant... They're having a big sale. They've got a new app, new website app thing coming out. I think we've got 17% discount code, which is an odd number, but we've got discount code. Yeah. So we got a code coming, and it's going to be worth it. Anyway, that's next week, but you're going to love it. So just hold off Team 17 buying Team 17 stuff till next week. We're going to save you a few quid, and I'll be playing Worms over the weekend. Quick, go in and some family law, solicit us, Captain.
If you're married to someone selfish, you won't share CDs, then get rid of him. What a waster. Gregorian Emerson Family Law can help you divest yourself of that loser ASAP. And, best of all, you won't even realise that you hate his guts because Gregorian Emerson Family Law are, like, brilliant at smoothing things out.
Time's up. Poseidon Safety Management, guys, is really where it's at the moment.
Well, where is it at?
Cornwall and Devon.
Yeah.
And I say Cornwall and Devon... because I don't say Devon and Cornwall, because to me, why? Devon is the poor relation. Jesus.
What?
Have you finished?
Yeah.
Devon is the poor relation of those two, what do you call them, countries? I guess you call them countries.
Although some people call them countries.
I would. Cities. Let's say city. We can agree on cities.
No,
we can agree on cities.
No.
Devon and Cornwall are cities. We can agree on that. Agree on it. So, do it to me.
I demand satisfaction. No, what you have to say is what we were saying to each other incessantly. And
what was it? What was it?
Steady on, old chap.
I did. Right, so I'll do this and I'm going to do a close up. Right.
I say, steady on, old chap.
Where was that from? Episode one.
Just the olden days.
Was it season one, episode one of
Four in a Bed?
Four in a Bed, which is very, very slow.
Which I don't think anyone actually said, but it's because someone was flirting with his wife.
That was it.
As long as it stops there.
Sci-fi sci, welcome. This is so much more better than the radio show.
I say, steady on, old chap.
So basically what we're trying to say is Poseidon Safety Management.
They'll manage your safety.
Devon and Cornwall is, you know what? Do you know why Cornwall's in tier one? These guys did it. We wouldn't be allowed to say that on the radio because it's not true.
No.
On the internet, we say what we want.
Other people say not true things.
You know why? You know why COVID's not so prevalent in Cornwall? Because of this big bastard, Zeus. He ate it and then he dumped it in Somerset. He ate COVID. They drove him to Somerset at the dead of night. And he shat it out. He shat it out. And I think that is, where's Buggles? I think that is, you know Buggles?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's you? You look like Alan Bezick.
Oh my God. I am Alan Bezick.
That will explain it. Abby Kerr.
Serious. Specialist addiction recovery clinic, isn't it? Gloucester? Glasgow, wherever you go, it's going to be the first step on your road to recovery.
Being stuck in addiction sucks, right? I am 46 days clean.
Nice.
Today. Wig it up. I did it through going to meetings and the 12 steps and stuff. And Abby Kerr will introduce you to the 12 steps. I know a lot of people, I don't want to go to meetings. I don't want to sit in church halls and stuff like that. I don't, the God thing, all of that stuff. If Abby Kerr will introduce you to the steps in a very gentle way that helps you make sense of it. They'll also, you'll get to speak to therapists, to doctors, you'll have group therapy, you'll do written work. You really get to the heart very quickly, very quickly. It's the way you go to these places because you get to the heart very quickly. It doesn't fix it quickly, but you kind of get to the heart of why you use drugs or sex or food or shopping or alcohol or whatever. You get to it very, very quickly. And it's a real... I see what I saw in the car park yesterday for the first time in ages. And I thought, isn't that lovely? This is so old-fashioned. Someone jump-starting a car.
Oh.
And it was an older couple were helping a middle-aged woman. And it was an older guy. And he was obviously enjoying being helpful. You just sitting there, I'll sort this out, don't you worry. And I just thought, that's flipping brilliant. This is kind of like jumpstarting it, right? This is a jumpstart to your recovery. And it's a really, really great way of just kind of tearing back all the layers very quickly, looking what the problem is. It won't cure you, but it's a really good way. And I think the team at Abby Kerr, from what I've read and from who we've spoken to, spot on. Abbycare.co.uk. If you mention this advert, 25% off of your discount. And at some point in the new year, I think we're going to be doing a show from there, which I'm really excited to do. But then it might be like that film where the girl like goes into a mental hospital just to get a checkup, and then they won't let her. Where are you going? Well, I'm leaving. Well, no, you live here. What? I just came in for a checkup. No, you live here.
It might be an intervention.
It could be that film. I knew the Lion Bar. From the sound of it.
Well done. That's a skill.
Isn't it sad that that's it? That's all I've got in my life. It's recognising the sound of a Lion Bar from the rapper. That's it. It's all I've got in my life. Ain't got nothing else but that. Oh.
Okay, it's the decider. It's 5-all, and it's going to be na na nu nu na na ni ne. It's Nina.
All right, moment of truth.
Oh.
Oh no.
What happened there?
Someone turned the light out on her.
This happens sometimes. I don't know what.
Oh. What you didn't see, Divya, was she was bright white. Now she's dark. Oh, hello.
I don't know why it does that. This is no good.
Shall we call you back?
Shall I call you?
Oh, yeah, God. Do it. You call us.
Sorry.
Okay, you will be.
She's not paid a lecky again.
No. Na na no no na. We're here every night, weeknights. We're here every weeknight, by the way.
There she is.
From 9 PM UK time.
No, it's done it again.
What is it?
I don't know. It does that sometimes.
But I don't even know what's broken.
Well, I've got a light on it right, and it's like shining in my eyes. But
you've turned it
anyway.
Off.
Anyway,
all right.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Is this the game?
No.
Are you gonna go and scene? Now, can you remember exactly what it was I was wearing when the light, before the light went off?
No.
Okay.
That's not the game. I have my technical difficulties all the time. I don't know why, but I've dispensed with all that screen sharing and all that. You'll be glad to know. However,
screen sharing is working like a treat.
I know.
Right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But however, for my game now, I do need quite good light. So,
well, King's X Game says, if it do it, it age shine a light in it, it fix it. So hopefully that's helpful.
Yeah.
If it do it, age shine a light in it, it fix it. So hopefully that will help, Nina.
Oh, if it do it again, shine a light in it, it fix it.
Okay.
I don't know what we're discussing now.
Right. Look. So first of all, can you read that? Oh, for God's sake.
The light came on.
Yes.
You read.
Any two cards, share one and only one matching symbol. The object of the game is to be the first to announce the drawing in common between the two given cards.
That makes as much sense as Gibbon X Gamers.
No.
Message.
Okay. Have you played Dobble before?
No.
No.
You've never played Dobble?
Nope. No.
No.
Oh, right. This will be interesting then. Okay, so I'm going to hold up two cards. There are six symbols on each card, and there's only one symbol.
That's the same.
The same on each card.
Okay, so this is another game. It's another game weighted in Catherine's favour. I get it. That's fine.
Why?
Because it's been
scientific.
No. You got four. Because it's been scientifically proven that women are better at this shit than men.
Well, I didn't know that scientific fact.
No, of course you didn't.
It's from Ian's lab.
I've kind of done it, you know. I thought it would be something that you might be able to...
Here's the thing, Nina. You thought it would be fun. You didn't realise you'd be getting peaky in at this point.
But silence, please. Let the games commence against my better judgement.
Are we taking it... So who's the fastest?
Right, so
whoever shouts it out fastest.
It's whoever shouts it out fastest, and then I'll put the cards aside, and then I count them up at the end.
All right,
okay?
Cool. Let's go.
Oh, hang on.
So,
wait, what?
Oh, my... Why is my son messaging me at 10:30? Turn that... Where's my son's messaging me at 10:30? Turn that bloody phone off. What's he doing with his phone in his room at 10:30? The reason I'm messaging you is because an idea popped into my head. It was, if I could get the VR for Christmas, I could do videos on it. Okay.
There's an idea.
He doesn't know he's getting the VR for Christmas. Okay, Kate. Nina, right. Sorry, excuse me. So we're going to play... We're going to shout out the symbol... That is the double. You called it a double, I believe. Doubles.
Well,
the doobies.
The game is called Dobble. I think they call it
Dobbles.
Spot It in the
Spotty,
US.
Spot It in American.
Nobble,
thing.
Cobble, whatever you want to call
gobble,
it.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play. Let's play the game.
Your
Catherine is closer to the screen than I am. The record.
Oh.
Are you keeping score?
I am.
Right. Catherine is closer to the screen than I am.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen on the telly.
Different sizes, though.
Don't matter.
Yes, that's the.
Oh, okay. Sorry, so I thought you said they were the same, and actually they.
And they're sort of upside.
The paw prints. It's paw prints. They're not paws. There are no paws on there. There are no paws on there, Nina. Paw prints.
Paw prints is, yeah. That's actually
fine.
what I've got on my list.
It was because it's the answer. Last. Someone that likes...
Shh. Precision.
Accuracy.
Cat.
Okay, shall I do one each?
That was Catherine got that. Catherine got that.
Yeah.
She's getting pissed off with you. I love it.
She's not getting pissed off.
I love seeing it. Phone.
Okay. That's a mobile phone, but I'll give it to you.
Oh, who says mobile? I must say pocket telephone. This is the thing. Lovely to see Nina getting so angry with
your belt.
It was Catherine again. But to be honest, she may just have been insulting to me. I don't know. You've got so many books in the background. I'm fascinated by what books that you might have. Rainbow.
Stop.
Distraction. Stop talking.
What I'm doing is... That painting in the background. The painting in the background is similar to the one that you've got in your background.
Scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
Accurate there. Very good.
Very good. And you're right, Nina, to wait for that accurate... Headphones. That was me. You're right to demand the accuracy that's been lacking from so many of these...
Big up! I like these double cards.
I'm scared, Mummy. I'm scared, Mummy.
Pizza!
That was a draw. Oh, I'm hungry now. That dinner you got us was really nice, but it wasn't very...
Me! Judge Boyle.
Big.
Accurate.
Got my nice glum face.
We like.
I was saying, that dinner you got us was very nice. But I'm... Hands! Praying hands! Namaste! Yeah. Did you do the drawings, Nina?
Well, no, I didn't. I adapted them.
The hat. TLNA hat.
Yeah.
Nearly there.
Yeah, thank God. This is so exciting. Ian Lee logo with Lucky on it.
Oh, now I've got to count them.
Na, 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 na.
You want.
Na, 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 na.
Right. Hey.
By the way, Nina, if you sold this game... Catfield would buy this.
People would buy it.
I would buy this game. And you know what? We give you permission to sell that game.
I can't sell it. I've stolen it. It's double, isn't it?
Well,
stick it on Etsy.
5, 6,
7,
call it
double. 9,
call it
10,
duple.
11, 12. Right, 13.
Call it boiled. 13?
13.
I think you've got the sides wrong.
No, because remember you get both cards.
Sell this on Etsy. You'd make about 20 quid.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Na 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 na. Hey. Goodbye. Na. What a bad loser.
GG.
Look at her. What a terrible loser. Look
he
at that face.
That game now, doesn't he?
Mm. I've always said you're one of my favourite callers, and I like the work you put in. 6-5. 6-5. Thank you so much, Ninis.
You're welcome.
May God's bless you. I hope you have a great weekend. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. See what I got given? Loads of these. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
Don't you dare.
The score was 6-4. Now it's 6-5 as we zoom towards Christmas. Catherine is only one game ahead of me and won't last much longer. Who's this? Okay. Who's this? Oh, Jeremy, next week. Really sorry. Next week. We missed people quite a bit. I'm really, really sorry. So apologies for that. Next week, we do this every Thursday. That was brilliant, Nina. That was...
So good.
All of them were great. All of them were great games. And I think it was the right call saying we'll just have no more than two quizzes. You have all excelled yourselves this evening.
That was good.
Beautiful work.
Well done, boy.
Well done to you.
Give me that pen. Right, now, listen. Here's the thing, okay? I had a great time, but it's not about winning. It's about taking the piss out of the loser.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.